So we've had the restrictions being eased overnight. Let's catch up with Dennis Bice from B Bendigo to get a feel for what the traders are already thinking at this early stage. Dennis, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well, thanks. So is it a capital G good news or just sort of a lowercase g good news?
Well, I think it's good news. There's always a positive in terms of the fact that we get back to the point of reopening. We're a little bit concerned about the level of restrictions that might have been in play when we did get a chance to reopen. But in the context of what we've been through in the past and where we're at today, I think we'd be relatively pleased with what we've got to deal with today.
So, of course, I'm sure that with an idea of what was happening yesterday, what's the feedback you've had from some of your members so far? And just how tough has this last lockdown been on them?
Well, I think every lockdown is difficult, and the more lockdowns you have, the tougher it gets, the more questions about whether, in actual fact, you know, they want to continue in the businesses they're in. They are an amazing, resilient group. There's no doubt about that, to go through what they've actually been through in recent times and keep fighting back has just been amazing. And, that's come with the fantastic support of the local community as well. So, look, it'll be interesting over the next few days. I know there was a lot of work being done in preparing for today, and it's not a case of just flinging the doors open and everything happens. Again, there's all the preparation and that needs to go into getting your business back and running again as well.
Yeah, well, I guess there's two key areas. One, obviously, the 5K limit being gone, which is great, and people can travel now, even though from an accommodation viewpoint, yes, it's got to be family or intimate partner or your little bubble, but even so, that's great news because we can hopefully get more people coming to the region.
Absolutely, and we certainly encourage everyone that wants to come up and see our great Central Victorian area to do so. Look, I think we're all pretty keen to get things up and running. I mean, the thing that we always have in the back of our mind is, we're always hopeful that we don't have to go through another lockdown, and we're certainly hopeful this time around we don't have to. But in some sense, we're sort of prepared in our mind too that potentially this could happen again. So we've just got to make sure that we're really focusing around the well-being of people involved in the businesses and their families, and making sure that we can provide them with all the support we possibly can in terms of making it a success.
Yeah. The hospitality industry, obviously, still very strict quotients of numbers and spaces and all that sort of stuff. So it's going to be a little harder for them to, make up that lost ground, but at least they're back there doing it.
Yeah, that's true. It is a bit better than coming out of a couple of the other lockdowns where numbers were lesser than what they are in this, coming out of this one. So trying to find a positive out of it, but that's probably the positive. But we know it's tough for the hospitality industry. We know that, we're trying to find ways to make it as good as possible, or at least to make the opportunities there for them. So from that perspective, I just encourage everyone to get out and support them as much as they possibly can. Go and buy extra coffees, buy some takeaway lunches, go to a restaurant, do all those sort of things, and wherever we possibly can.
Yeah, no, well, more coffee, local wineries, restaurants. I mean, you're ticking all the boxes for me, Dennis, so I reckon I'll be out there supporting them as much as I can. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah, it was also good to see that the gyms are back too.
Yes.
That was the other one that I think was a real plus, that we had some concerns about what might happen, but we probably need the gyms after going to those more coffees and more restaurants, Robbo, anyway.
Very true, yes. All right, mate, well, listen, that's great. It's great that it's happening, and it's great that there's a feeling of at least cautious confidence amongst our traders in local areas in Central Victoria. So thanks for joining us again, and we'll talk very soon.
No worries, Robbo. Thank you.
Dennis Bice, B Bendigo, on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Central Victoria,